Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, July 30th, 2020. Yesterday morning, the first corona test station for return travelers from risk areas opened at Tegel Airport, and another one is scheduled to go into operation at Schönefeld today. This will give travelers the opportunity to be tested for corona immediately after their arrival. The test center in Tegel is located in Terminal Building A, opposite Gate A00 and A07, is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and is jointly operated by the Charité and Vivantes. According to a Senate spokesperson, the testing offer is directed exclusively at returning patients who show no symptoms of the disease. Travelers with symptoms cannot have themselves tested at the airport, but should, according to the Senate, report directly by telephone to the responsible health office. In principle, travelers returning from risk areas are obliged by law to undergo a 14-day quarantine. But this quarantine can now be ended prematurely if a test result is available and no signs of coronavirus are detected. Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn has announced that the test will probably be mandatory starting next week. The test center in Tegel started with a pilot phase in which two test teams are deployed. Later, the range of services is to be expanded, and the test center at Schönefeld opens today in Terminal Area L, also initially with two test teams. Information boards will inform passengers about the testing possibilities. Travelers wishing to be tested must register, either on-site or online in advance, and can expect a test result within 48 hours. If the test is positive, the responsible public health department is automatically informed. According to the Senate, anyone who does not want to be tested directly at the airport will have the opportunity to do so at a later date in all of Berlin's contracted medical practices. Information on this can be obtained from the emergency number of the Kassenärztlicher Bereitschaftsdienst at 116-117. Whether at the airport or later at the doctor's, the currently still voluntary tests are free of charge. The BER is dependent on state aid as a result of the corona pandemic. 3 months before the planned opening, the airport is insisting on financial support. CEO of Berlin's airports, Engelbert Lütke-Daldrup, stated to the ZDF Morgen magazine, quote, "Like all large companies, we now feel we will not survive the crisis without support." He said that the concept of the BER being debt-free in 2023-2024 could not be upheld, and that after the unprecedented slump in air traffic during the corona crisis, the airport company had already announced last week that it would be cutting 400 jobs. He also told the Morgen magazine that in March, a decision was reached with the owners on how BER could be brought into financial solvency. Quote, "Then came the big crisis. Companies such as Lufthansa, which needed 9 billion euros in state aid, were also affected." He emphasized, quote, "Of course we also have to save money. If we have less traffic, we need fewer employees. However, the job cuts should be implemented in a socially acceptable manner and without compulsory redundancies." Regardless of all this, the opening date of October 31st of 2020, which has been repeatedly postponed, is not to change. Lütke-Daldrup added, quote, "We are very well prepared. We will not open with 120,000 guests as was once planned before corona. We will probably have much less air traffic in the coming months, which means we will not open under maximum capacity." Berlin police broke up an illegal party in the Volkspark Friedrichshain overnight Tuesday into Wednesday. According to a police spokesperson to the RBB, up to 250 young people gathered in the park, some of whom were heavily intoxicated and disregarding distancing regulations. Around 1 a.m., the police began to break up the party while revelers allegedly threw bottles at officials. the crowd could only be disbanded after a 100-strong task force had arrived on site. Last weekend, as previously reported by Berlin Briefing, a party in the Neue Kölner Hasenheide made headlines and criticism of the city's celebration culture nationwide. According to official sources, about 3,000 people were in the park at the same time, and the police confiscated professional music and lighting equipment. On Tuesday evening, hundreds met again in the Hasenheide. Residents published pictures of the situation on Twitter, illustrating how young people are standing close together in large groups, and many without face masks. When asked by RBB24, the police did not want to comment on whether an operation in the park was also carried out on Tuesday. In the meantime, a broad discussion has emerged, which deals with both health aspects and the increasingly tense financial situation of many companies within the Berlin culture and event industry. The Citizens' Office of Berlin Interior Senator Andreas Geisel was attacked overnight into Wednesday. Unknown persons damaged a window and vandalized the facade of the Karlshorst building with graffiti. In the morning, the words "Wir bleiben alle," or "We are staying," and other insulting terms were written on the building's exterior wall, and the state police have started investigations. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us simply by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.